like to speak about members in particular. Members in particular. We'll start in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 24 through verse 26. It said, "And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." It's funny, people laugh at my penchant for cups. I've got this thing about cups. And a lot of other things, dishes and glasses and silverware. But I tell you this morning that Jesus had a cup. Did y'all know that? And he asked God to let it pass from him. But he had a cup. He had something to do in this life. And this cup was given to him by his Father. And so I want to ask you this morning of your cup, about your cup that's been given to you by the Heavenly Father. Do you not have a cup? The Lord did. Peter did. He said, "Peter, feed my sheep." He told Paul, as soon as that he was converted, that he was laying in that Damascus road, he said, "Go to the street called Straight." Had a cup. Excuse me. And the rest. All through this book, they all had a cup. And Jesus himself, he said, "Except you drink my blood and eat my flesh." The cup. "Except you drink of this cup." Is he not the true vine, and are we not the branches in that vine? I personally know well of this cup from the very beginning, way over almost 50 years ago. God called me to preach, and he told me to go to such and such a school. And I disobeyed the Lord. I didn't. And it laid me waste, and it was at a great cost. And then one of the first, when I submitted to preach, God, he sent me to the Sodomites, knowing my feelings towards them. Oh no, Lord, let this cup pass, you see. But he didn't, and I went. And then he told me to go to Beeville. Oh no, Lord, you know, let this cup pass, and here we are today. And so when I consider the providence of God, and I thought about this in the past, just the providence of Travis and Kelsey, the boy and the girl, the providence of that thing. If you knew the full story. Or even the providence of Jeff, or even George, the sheer providence of it all. It's otherworldly, supernatural. My life, Melissa's life. Excuse me. The providence of even being in Christ himself. The opportunity for a cup. How particular grace is. If you look there in Acts in our text, look at verse 21. He said, "Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us." And then he said in verse 22, "Beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us," he said, now look, "must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection." Must one be ordained. Now you look at that carefully. How many to be a witness? One. Today it's everyone. Today they've made religion so common that it just becomes everyone. The so-called Great Commission, you know. Well, so they chose between Justice and Matthias. Well, why can't they both go be witness? You see how particular that God's grace is. Why but one? It's the cup. It's the cup. You see, your cup, my cup. And my cup is not your cup. My lot is not your lot. Are all teachers? No. Apostles? No. Prophets? No. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:27, he said, now ye, you, are the body of Christ. And then he said, members in particular. Particular members, the providence of your life, and their lives, my life, and their lives. Members in particular. Your cup. In the natural, it's not my cup to be a fireman. Can't go up on that ladder. Nor perhaps your cup to be a salesman, to deal with people all the day, you see. And yet in Christ, we tend to, in church, we issue this great commission and everybody becomes a witness. And everybody, so to speak, drinks sort of the same cup, but the Bible doesn't say that. He said one. Just take one. Well, why just 12? Why, if we take 12, why can't we take 13? Why can't we take 14? Why can't we all, you see? And what happens is, when everyone becomes so-called witness and such, the church body just becomes common. It just becomes common. These, excuse me, were ordained to be a witness. They were ordained to be a witness. And over throughout the years, I've asked almost every one of you of your gifts, your talents, of your cross, your cup, your particular part in the body of Christ. We must all drink of the cup. But listen, this is where most miss it. I've got my own cup. My cup's not your cup, and your cup's not my cup. I'm not passing judgment, but I'm sort of particular about certain things. You know, we're not all called to a street called straight. We're not all called to be street preachers. We're not all called to be pastors. We're not all called, you see. We're not all called to feed the sheep. And I believe that's one of the major fallacies in the church today. Is because we don't know the body in particular. The members in particular. Those of you know me, I've got a particular plate. I eat out of almost the same plate almost every meal. And I've got a cup I prefer. I've got a chair. I've got a pen. I've got a certain kind of paper that I like when I write. I've got a certain pillow I've got a certain kind of mattress, certain kind of bed, certain kind of shoes, as you all do. We don't all wear the same shoes. Sword. What I carry, you see. All these things in particular. I've got certain condiments I like that others don't like. Food, drink, the glasses I drink from, the clothes that I wear, the clothes that you wear. What do you think, that the 12 apostles all had on the same exact garment? No. And I find people who aren't particular. And if you're not particular about everyday things, how are you going to be particular about anything? I think in truth, everyone's particular. I think they just don't express it. So what of your place in the body? I find those that there are many, and I've run across them. They just have this joy that they're so called saved, and they're going to heaven, so to speak, and they place little, if any, emphasis on their cup, their gift, their talent, their cross, or their calling. I had a friend many years ago. His father was a preacher, and he'd always say, all I want's just a little cabin in the back of glory, you remember. And there's a little song about that. There's a song about it. Just a little cabin in glory. Listen, if you're in Christ, your place is already prepared. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I've gone and I've prepared a place for you already. You see, those in Christ are members in particular. I would wonder, perhaps, do we not become as those who said when these men went to them in the book of Acts, we not even know whether there even be a Holy Ghost. And I think that's what's happened in the church today, in our own midst. And I'm not making light here. I'm speaking of members in particular. Jesus said that this great faith cometh not by what? Y'all remember? Prayer and fasting. We spoke something of that yesterday at the prayer meeting. And I know from your own confessions that you folks don't do that. You don't pray and you don't fast, so to speak. Faith cometh how? By hearing. Well, how often do you hear? You won't hear if you don't open this book, this Bible. You will not hear. Are all these books that I've got on my bookshelf? I've got bookshelf after bookshelf of books, most of which I've read. It took a while. If I started now, I couldn't finish them. I probably don't have enough life left. But I've read them for 40 years. I know you, and I know all of you. What shepherd doesn't know his sheep? A poor one indeed. And if I hadn't been vigilant as a shepherd, where might even the girl have been today? I think about that often. What might have happened? Now, I know all of you, and you know many things about many things. Some of you know, you know nutrition, you know gardening, you know crafts, hunting, fishing, computers, all sorts of things. And that's okay. But I'd ask you this morning, how is it that you know not of these books? The books that I've got on my, any of these books that I have on my shelf. How is it that you folks have never read any of them? Or even this book, the Bible, you see? At least 10 years ago, I think, maybe more, I gave everyone in the congregation the book so impressed me. It was a great book by Jonathan Edwards, Religious Affections. I gave everyone in the congregation a copy. And to my knowledge, not the first one has ever read. One book. And we wonder why we don't hear, why our faith is not great, why we don't know our cup and our talent, and why we perhaps don't even know our place in particular. today, with all that's taking place in our country, we're all seeking to so-called do something. Men call me, I get texts all day, we've got to do something. We're all trying to, they're all trying to find their place in this great natural mess that we call America. But what we should be concerned about is our place in the body. Paul said at the beginning of 1 Corinthians 12, he said, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren," he said, "I would not have you ignorant." I wouldn't have you ignorant. And nor would I. I would that each and every one of you would be members in particular. Not just members. Members in particular. But there's things involved there. There's things involved with God's providence. If I hadn't done certain acts and you folks hadn't done certain, that providence, it played a part in that providence that you would be members in particular. And so I'm asked, do you not have a cup? Do you just want to have the title a Christian? Is that it? I'm saved. That's no different than those folks down there at the brick church in every town in America. I'm saved. What of your cup, sir, ma'am? What part in the body in particular is it? Are you not particular? You see? All that didn't... Folks, I'm not picking on you. That didn't just come to me. I saw it and I read and I'm still reading. We can look at the book. I can go gather up the books from my nightstand. Still reading. Still hearing. I mean, we listen to all sorts of things. You know, you can listen to the Bible. You can play it right there on your telephone. Hearing. Do you not have a cup?